Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail with Arch Help Fiber. Is it possible to speak with Suzanne?
Paul Stewart. I'm Suzanne's husband.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
All right, so I did create the ticket for you guys to have the issue escalated, but it's going to take a while for them to give you a call. So I wanted to just try some other options with Suzanne to see if we're able to get the lights working, if that's okay.
Okay. I know she's been working on it. Hold on. Let me see if I can find her.
Okay, no problem.
Here, Susan.
Hi.
Hey, Susan. It's
Hello.
Abby again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I did send over the ticket, but it's going to take a while before they give you a call. So I just wanted to try some other options with you just to see if we could get the light to work. All right.
Okay.
So what we do know is that the internet is connected to your Alexa, being that you're still able to speak to Alexa and get stuff done. It's just that the lights are being unresponsive, right?
Yes. Now let me ask a question because I just tried something out of frustration. I tried telling it to forget one of the plugs and then I tried to
Yes.
install it as if it were a new plug. And it
Yes.
went through the whole routine. It found the plug. It did all the blinking. And then it tried to connect for a full minute. And then I got an error message. I took a screenshot of it. Let me find exactly what it says. I got an error message. It said, oh, it says, please make sure the connected internet is 2.48. Tecton does not support 5G or public networks that require authentication. So is it more than 2.5,
So, but
2.4?
so the internet supports both 2.4 and 5 gigahertz. Let me just see which one is connected right now.
Okay.
And see if I can just switch it over for to the two gigahertz for you. Okay. Right. Yeah, both of them are connected. Yeah, the 2.4 gigahertz, it's turned to 2.4 gigahertz. I'm not sure.
And then besides, I don't know what else Paul told you, but the other issue is besides the lights that are connected to Alexa, is that the we have Blink cameras and we have like six of them and four of them are working fine. I had to play with them to get them to work, but four of them are working fine, and the other two are not.
And oh
And when I
yeah, I
tried
was.
to go in to make them work, it says, to connect to the internet, and I connect to the internet, but so like four out of the six cameras are working, and the other two are not. And that's another bizarre thing.
Okay. And
So.
yeah, because I'm seeing where your Blink module is connected to the Wi-Fi. And you said it's only four out of the two that is connected?
Say that again.
Yeah, I said that I see that the Blink is connected to the Wi-Fi, but you said it's only four devices out of the six that's connected.
Right. Yeah, we have, it's connected to all of the outdoor ones, but the ones that we have indoor, like we keep an eye on the cat to make sure he eats, little silly things like that, and those are not connecting.
Okay. All right. No problem. So, all right. Based on what I'm seeing, it shows that the blink cameras, they were on at 4:30. It came off at 4:30. It was offline at 4:30. So it seems as if it's just been disconnected recently.
No, they've
recently.
Been off since we got the new internet yesterday.
Okay.
Whatever time that was.
I'm saying
I got the four of them going by going in there and playing with the adjustment with the settings, but two out of the four won't.
Is it working any at all now? Any of them? Because it's showing them as offline right now.
Four of them are working. Two of them are not. Two of them are inside, and they're blinking green. And when I try to connect them, they're not connecting.
Okay. All right.
But all the outside ones are connecting.
Okay. All right. That's completely fine. All right. In that case, if it's a case that the blink devices are also not connected, I would have to add those in the ticket. The option that I was going to let you do was to forget the devices, the lights on the Alexa app, and then reconnect them.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that it could work.
Okay. Well, there are two separate issues. You know, the lights are more important than the indoor blinks, but everything was working before. So we're just trying to get it, you know, working.
Okay. All right. So what you can do, you can forget the lights on the Alexa app and then just speak to Alexa and tell Alexa to discover the new devices. Just so that it could reset the lights to the internet. I'm still, as I said, I did send over the ticket for you. It's just going to take a while. If it's a case that they don't give you a call tonight, they're going to give you a call tomorrow to get it solved.
Okay.
But they
That's
said
fine.
I was supposed to try that option with you. Because it's a case where we are sending out the internet to the location. And it is connected through the 2.4 gigahertz.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of letting the lights know that there's a new connection.
Okay.
So do you want to try it again? Do you want to try to forget the devices and do it while we're on the line?
Sure.
Okay.
So just tell me what you want me to do.
Okay. All right, so once you go back to the Alexa app and then you click on devices and you're seeing the devices that are showing unresponsive.
Okay. Yes.
You should see the option for each device where you can remove.
Or I can reboot?
Remove, like delete?
Yes.
Or forget?
Yes, if I go into settings, yes, I can do that. So you're going to delete all of them?
You can start off with just one. That's fine.
Okay. We'll start off with this one. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. Then you would just let Alexa know. You can just talk to Alexa and say discover devices.
So you want me to plug it back in?
Yes.
After
go ahead.
I deleted it, I unplugged back in.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And just so you know, we renamed Alexa to a different name, so just so you know. Ziggy, turn on Paul's light. Oh, that's not what I'm supposed to say.
No, discover new
devices.
Device.
Okay, sorry.
Network connection and power supply.
Ziggy, five new device.
Starting discovery. This will take a few moments. Power on your new devices now, and if needed, put them in pairing mode.
Okay, it's in pairing mode, which it's blinking. Ziggy's turning, Alexa's turning around.
I found false light. And you can control it by saying, turn on false light.
Ziggy, turn off false light.
False light isn't responding. Please check its network connection and power supply.
Did you hear what he said?
Okay. And it says that it discovers the light, but the light, was it on?
He said that he discovered the light. Here, I'll let you listen to it. And he said, but, you know, the network was wrong or something. Hold on. Ziggy, turn off Paul's light.
Paul's light isn't responding. Please check its network connection and power supply.
Did you hear what he said?
Okay. Your smart lights, which company do you get them through? Is it through Sengold Lights or?
The plugs are Technic, Technik.
Oh, it's with Technic. Okay, give me a moment, please. Yeah, for the Technic, it seems as if we would need to fully disable the 5 gigahertz and just only have you connected with the 2.4 gigahertz.
But then once you get back to 5, will they continue to work?
Yeah, so your internet can work on both connections. It's just that usually with the 5 gigahertz, it can get you like a stronger connection.
Right. Right, that's a message error that I had read to you that said that, but you just told me that you put it down to 2.48.
No,
and
so
it tried to reconnect it, and it still couldn't connect.
So it's connected to both. It's connected to the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5, but it seems as if we need to get rid of the 5 entirely so that it can just recognize that it's just the 2.4 gigahertz.
Okay. So you want me to wait till the other guy gets in touch to do that?
Yeah, I would not be able to switch it over to just that, but I'm glad that you told me the name of the smart plug. So it's T-E-C-K-I-N, right?
T-C-K. Let me pull it out again. I have to pull the plug in. Hold on a second. It's T-E-C-K-I-N.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it right down. I'm also seeing a recommendation where you could reset the light bulbs by turning it on and off for 3 times in a 3-second interval, and that would also help to reset it to the network as well. But I'm going to send over the information over to the team just to add it to the ticket. You should expect a call you'd get a call tomorrow from the team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, none of it's an emergency. It's just, it's frustrating because we were so used to walking into a room and saying, turn on the light. And now it's like dark, yeah. So that would be great.
No problem. I was just trying to find some other options in the meantime so that you could be connected. But I'll let the team know and let them know the urgency as well, just to give you a call to get that fixed, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.